This is Chris McPherson interviewing Mr. Woodrow Biddle at his house in Fort Payne, Alabama on February the 3rd. This is an oral history report for Dr. Jackson, Southern History class.
This is my first.
You were born in the Mentone?
Yes.
Okay. You lived there till 1936, and you moved to Detroit for 2 years during the service. In the service?
Except for 2 years.
Except, oh. Okay. And you returned in 1946 to Fort Payne. Okay. You grew up during the Depression era, and you tell me how your family was affected.
Well, after my daddy had died and my sister had died, that was in 1926 and 27, and then when the Depression came on, we didn't have anything really to live on, and I can remember having to work for people, helping to gather crops and things of that nature, and they didn't have any money to pay us, so they paid us in whatever crop that we were gathering. Like if we were gathering corn, they paid us in corn, and we in turn would take that to the mill, and the miller would take his toll, and then we had bread, you know, cornbread. And I remember helping harvest syrup cane and making syrup, and we got paid in syrup and things of that nature is about all I can remember. We lived so far back in the country that we didn't know we were poor, really.
Did you have any type of transportation at that time?
The only thing we had was horse and buggy.
Horse and buggy.
And no automobile.
Okay.
Most of the time we went from one place to the other, we had to walk.
Okay, you served during the Depression. You joined the CCC, the Civilian Conservation Corps. And, how did you get that job?
Well, first we had to have a certain poverty level. You get on this WPA, which was the Works Project Administration, and then I had to be on that before I could make application for the Civilian Conservation Corps. And we worked, but they furnished us our meals and our clothing and a place to sleep. And we got $5 a month, and they sent $25 home to mother. And that was, I went in April the 20th of 1935.
How long were you in?
I was in from 1935 April till September the 30th of 1936.
Was there, I read about there was a camp or something that you had to go to?
A what?
Was it a camp like that you had to go to?
Yes. My first assignment was at Moulton, Alabama, which is kind of out from Decatur, and I was a laborer there, and then that camp disbanded and we went to Danville in 1736. Then I was transferred back to Fort Payne in January of 1936, and I I was at Fort Payne then until I was discharged then in September the 30th. And the reason for my being discharged, I did not request to re-enroll.
What type of work and stuff did the CCC do?
Well, they mainly built roads over in Moulton and Danville. But then when I came back to Fort Payne, we were involved in building the lodge building, the cabins, and all of the buildings and things around in DeSoto State Park, the shelters. And it says here I was a truck driver, which I was the latter part, but I also helped cut some of the rock that went into the building of the caretaker's home, and it's still there. And then I was involved in the transportation. I bought and serviced all the gasoline, serviced the trucks and everything for several months before I went out into the as a truck driver. And it says here I was an excellent truck driver. All my other work, I guess, was satisfactory, and I got an honorable discharge.
Yeah.
After leaving the CCC camp, I hitchhiked to Detroit, Michigan in 1936. And there I went to work for the Fleetwood Fisher Body, which was the Cadillac division of Fisher Body.
What type of work did you do there?
I started out as just a common laborer, what they call it, a trucker. I was placing the automobile body panels on the body truck, and they welded them together, and finally when it came out as a finished body. And then I went in the time scheduling department. I was putting the painted automobile bodies into the drying oven, and I did that for a while, and then I went as a painter. And for my latter part that I was there, I was a spray painter, painted the bodies. Anywhere from 12 to 14 Cadillacs a day.
The TVA was one of the New Deal policies. Do you remember it and how it affected your family?
Yeah, I remember it very well, but it did not affect our family any because we were so far back. We didn't have it, they didn't get electricity over in that area for years and years. I don't know just exactly what year it was, but not in my time that I lived over there.
Do you remember the feeling people had towards President Hoover?
I can remember the feeling was not very well, but I think the reason that he got elected was because the man that ran against him, which was Al Smith, was a Catholic. And people did not think that they wanted a Catholic for a president. And therefore they elected Hoover. But I think, best I can remember, times was pretty rough during Hoover days. But before again, we were poor and everybody else around us was poor.
What was the feeling towards President Roosevelt?
Well, the feeling was great because he was the one actually that set up this Works Project Administration, and also the CCC along with a lot of other things, and feeling was very good. And I think I think if it hadn't been for the CCC, I don't know what would happen to my mother and my young brother and me. Because where they were furnishing me with something to eat and clothes and a place to sleep, the $25 that went home to mother was a great help to her and my young brother.
President Roosevelt has been said that he helped the South a lot. You think he did?
I know he did, because you just take the Soda State Park, for instance. The people that worked there, some of them went on to develop a career there and went on and made a living doing the work that they were taught over there. And the state park has been a great great benefit to DeKalb County and surrounding areas. Even today, it's still a major part of the tourist attraction in this area. I might mention along there, if it might be of interest to you, that in 1931, I worked, helped build the dam, the second portion of the dam that exists up DeSoto Falls.
How was that done?
Well, it was pushing a wheelbarrow. It was built by, the carpenters made the forms and had a cement mixer, and we'd haul the gravel and the sand and cement up and mix it, and they'd roll it out and pour it in the form.
Was that in the CCC?
No, that was before I went into the CCC.
How did Roosevelt's New Deal affect the South and agricultural programs?
That I can't answer, because we didn't farm, so therefore I'm sure it helped everybody greatly in this area.
Did you notice the industrial growth that happened during this time?
I can't put my finger on any specific things, except probably the TVA dam that they built over Gunnersville, the development of the Tennessee River.
Detroit, was that still during the Depression?
1936, I guess it was just coming out of the Depression. When I first went there, it was right after I got out of the CCC camp, and it was, the Depression was just beginning to lift, I guess, at that time.
Was it worse down here than it was up there, as far as
probably was, because I was making more money up there than I'd ever made in my life. And things have changed an awful lot in the time period from then till now.
Mm-hmm.